Lord, we thank you for your presence here. Lord, we are here to encounter your presence, to love you, to be loved by you, to feed on you today, Lord, with your body and blood and also your word. So, Lord, just overshadow me, my weakness, by your Holy Spirit. Amen. This reading, the Lord just been taking me to different places. Familiar places, just encouragement to me. And today I was in familiar verse. Well, most all of it is, but James chapter 1. Really always been one of my favorite books. James, a bondservant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes who are dispersed abroad, greetings. Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. And again, let endurance have its result, perfect result, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. Consider it joy, that word there. Joy is a noun, you know. It's more like a disposition than it is something that we feel, okay? And that word joy there is like, consider yourself favored by God when you are encountering various trials of life, that God's favor is on you. Like you can say, hey, I'm favored by God. That's who I am. That is my disposition right now. I'm favored. And the word consider there is a unique word. You would think, oh, that just consider. But really that consider is a word that means the word for leader or a chief. To let this be, in other words, consider it all joy. Let this be the chief or the leading thought in your mind when you're going through something, that you are favored by God. Let that be the first thought. Not the first thought of, oh my God, why is this happening to me? You know? Or what are you doing? Just let this be the leading thought, to consider it all joy, to consider it that you are favored by God. Okay? And God's favor is on you when you encounter, of course, various, which means they come in many ways for all of us, right? Knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. And the word testing there is a word that where you're looking at the end result of something. Not really what's going on, but the end result. Like if you have gold or something is being tested by fire. Well, the result is of getting the pure gold, right? That's what you're thinking. I want to get all the purity that I can. I want to get the purest form of gold. Okay? So the testing of our faith, you know, getting the end result, that's what we look at, right? What God, and it produces this thing called endurance. And that word endurance is a word to remain under something. Okay? To remain under. I don't know how the Lord does that as we remain under, you know, the testing of our faith. And we know that we hear that all the time about, you know, it's not genuine faith if it's never been tested. You know, and faith that fizzles in the end was never faith in the first place. So the end result, this remaining under, it says, and let this endurance have its perfect result, that we may be mature. It says perfect, the word is mature, and complete or whole, lacking in nothing. I don't have a clue how God does that, but he does, right? He's going to mature me or perfect me and bring me in to wholeness through trials, through remaining under. through a mindset of considering myself favored by God when I'm going through something. Okay? Of course, the enemy would want you to believe that something's wrong with you, or that you have done something, and that's why you're going through this. Okay? That is our battle. I was reading, too, over in Philippians, thinking about that, something that Paul said. And you know, the book of Philippians was one of the, we call prison epistles. He wrote it while he was imprisoned, right? Chained to someone. Now I want you to know, brethren, that my circumstances have turned out for the greater progress of the gospel. So that my imprisonment, it says in the cause of Christ in most translations, but actually the cause of was kind of put in there, so that my imprisonment in Christ, right, has become well known throughout the whole Praetorian Guard and everywhere else. I love how he says that, that my circumstances has turned out for the greater progress of the gospel, of the good news. And I really believe we all fit in there, right? That whatever's going on with you is designed for the greater progress of the good news or the gospel. And that's how Paul viewed this thing, right? Being imprisoned, he couldn't go anywhere. He was, under house arrest, chained to Praetorian Guard, was one of the palace guards, one of the top guards, right? I love this next one. And I've never seen this before. This is verse 14 said that most of the brethren, trusting in the Lord because of my imprisonment, have far more courage to speak the word of God without fear. And reading that kind of how it was written today in the Greek, and it seems like I always thought of it outside, you know, Paul, the brethren out there where he's writing letters to were trusting in the Lord more. But the way that was written were actually the brethren that he led to Christ while he was imprisoned. So the guards and the people that he was in contact with, he led them to the Lord, led them to Christ. And they trusted in the Lord. They was able to trust in the Lord because of his imprisonment. He led them to Christ, right? And it changed their life. And they went out speaking boldly about, hey, what this man is saying is true. So I just thought that was just really cool. That us to look at it too about, what we talked about in James about being favored by God. But you got to remember that everything you go through is for the greater progress. There's a bigger picture. Okay? The greater, it doesn't seem like, but sometimes God has us and we feel imprisoned. We can't get out of a situation. Well, we're in that situation for the greater good. For the spreading of the gospel. And is it worth it to you that what you're going through bring somebody to salvation or to know Jesus? Is that worth it? Yes. Right? If the Lord would say to you, hey, I could get you out of this thing right now, but if you remain here and you remain under, you endure, then there's going to be many people that come to Christ because of your situation. Right? That's what he's saying. So God's going to use that. So we can therefore, we talked about yesterday, rejoice in the Lord, right? Thank him for that situation because in every situation, all of what you're going through is for the greater progress, not only for your faith, it's about you, but it's also about others. Trusting in the Lord. We may not see it all on this side, but I hope we see some of it, but I think we will. I've had people, when I need to be encourage me, hey man, what you're going through and how, your response to this situation or whatever really ministers to me, I think, yeah, Lord, Because I wouldn't know how to minister to you if I had never been through it, right? I always wondered how people who aren't married can give counsel to people who are married, you know? I'm like, you have nothing to say because you've never been there, right? The same way, our testimony, you know, is so powerful because a testimony means you've lived it, right? And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Amen? So be encouraged today. Know that you're favored by God. And he's going to use that for you. So you'll be mature and complete, lacking in nothing. That's cool, right? And for the greater progress of the gospel. Amen? In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.